This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Ann Coulter, nothing Michael Wolff could say about at real Donald Trump has hurt him as much as the DACA love fest right now. That was at 1:37 p.m. So he hasn't even agreed to anything right now, but Ann's already on the Twitter. So.
Did she tweet an apology to Rich Zioli?
No, she has not done that.
Okay.
No. No.
So she's still dead to me.
You mean because when I went to Berkeley and she didn't come to Berkeley, you mean?
And she said on the air, like suggested it.
Yeah, right. You know, she did.
And then didn't show up.
And then she and
didn't
then Greg
even call.
And then Greg, you booked an interview with her that day.
Yeah. I did.
Right? And then
yes.
She didn't show
even to call.
Yeah, actually we became text buddies for like 3 days and she was, you know, stoked that Rich was coming out and then
actually stood up, Greg Stocker, world class best executive producer ever, and Rich Zioli. Right? So it was a double whammy.
You know, and I understand plans change. Like, you know, we went to Denver, and when we got there, the baker decided he wanted to be in the Supreme Court. So he still honored the interview that he granted and called the show. You know what I mean?
The only radio show he did in the country.
In the country, right.
The country.
The nation.
The nation.
In the nation.
A local Philadelphia talk show he did instead of, you know.
That's when she was first lady of the nation.
Sean Hannity or somebody.
So he appreciated it.
He appreciated it. He kept his word, kept his promise.
Anyway, so she's tweeting, so we'll follow her tweets today. We'll follow her tweets. What else do we have? Yes, let's go live now to Chris Christie giving his final State of the State address. Just kidding. We're not going to do that.
I was there all day.
You went to the State House?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was there all day.
How was it?
Well, it's like a wedding. George Norcross was there. He's like the rich, handsome uncle in the balcony. You know what I mean? It was really reminding me of
a wedding.
They
put Norcross in the balcony? Wow.
Well, I think he wanted a good view. But it was interesting. You have Sweeney. So the Democrats, this is the first time in more than a decade, right?
Yeah.
That they have control, so...
So Christie gave his final, he's giving right now his final State of the State address at 3 p.m. Next Tuesday, then, of course, Phil Murphy will be sworn in as the governor of New Jersey. And I do want to, we should get at least excerpts of that speech, because you remember his election night speech? He was very, very excited the entire night. He's going, and we, for the people of New Jersey, and wait to you for New Jersey. So we'll probably do that. Just, I can't wait to hear that inaugural address just for that reason.
Yeah.
I may go. Maybe I'll go Tuesday. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go. I despise Trenton. I do. It's like the Jersey swamp. Maybe I'll go. I don't know.
It's a beautiful day. The Capitol building, they're doing all those improvements. So
right.
It's looking gorgeous.
For the people of New Jersey. It's like, remember Fireman Bill? Fireman Bill, Jim Carrey's character?
In Living Color.
From Living Color. Yeah. That's who he sounds like, Phil Murphy.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, New Jersey. And then he looks like Michael Keaton's character in in every bad
Spider-Man.
Bad guy movie that Michael Keaton's ever done.
Yeah.
That's the future governor of New Jersey, so... I'm sure he'll be raising taxes, but he'll be inaugurated on Tuesday and then raising Jersey taxes by Tuesday afternoon, I'm guessing.
Well, unless they pass the marijuana bill, because that would rake in tons of money.
Yeah, billions and billions of dollars. Billions with a B. They may still do that. I don't know. Now that with Jeff Sessions' memo, they might walk away from it, but I'm guessing not. They'll probably still do that. And then the question then becomes, if you are a marijuana farmer, will you still get a property tax break like Jon Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen get if you're a marijuana farmer combing these marijuana fields in the Garden State?
Do you still have to wake up early like, you know, most farmers do, you know,
to till the marijuana crop?
I mean, like,
a marijuana farmer who gets up early, and by early you mean 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Yeah, 4 p.m.
Still not up yet.
Man, I got to rake the crop. Let's just smoke first and then go out there and rake the crop. The Garden State. Yeah, New Jersey could have a whole new moniker, the Garden State. So now, is medical marijuana legal in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
It is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Medical.
Medical. medical, like my shoulder. That's the biggest joke out there, medical. I love that. It's like in California now, where recreational pot is now legal. And suddenly now nobody needs medical pot anymore. You notice that?
It's true.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. Although maybe insurance pays. I don't know. Does insurance cover that?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah? Okay, well,
it's considered more holistic. And the oil, right, the oil that really helps the cancer patients doesn't get you high.
Oh, well,
right? It's the extract.
That was the point of that.
I had a friend who lived in San Francisco, and he literally said you could say, oh, I have a hangnail, and they would write you a prescription for medical marijuana. So everybody had a prescription
for it. Of course. I have it for my anxiety, my back pain, my attention span. I don't eat enough. I need cravings. I get
it
for that.
Much,
yeah, it's
anything,
you know,
anything.
It's a wonderful industry right there. Well, we will see what the new year brings for the state of New Jersey. We will also New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy. The guy is so obnoxious. He really is. Let's see now. We have a number of other issues that are going on in the news today. Roseanne Barr says she may run for Trump for president of the United States if Oprah runs for president. So I wanted to let you guys know, because I'm not sure if you know this or not, that starting on Friday, Oprah will be president of the United States. They've just decided now to skip the Electoral College and just make her president. Gayle King this morning. What I loved about this on the CBS Morning Show with Gayle King this morning was they do this just gigantic Oprah love fest.
Yep.
And then at the end of it, the best part is at the very end when Gayle King just gushes and gushes and gushes and then says, but I'll still be here on CBS. Oh, well, of course you will. I mean, you got to help Oprah get elected president. Why would you leave CBS?
Why now?
And then Norah O'Donnell turns to her and says something like, well, yeah, but I'm not so sure about that. You might be going to help Oprah. And I'm thinking, no, she's going to be helping Oprah right in her chair at CBS News. Right there, exactly where she's sitting.
Yeah, she can do a lot more help there than she could do, you know, next to her.
But is Ivanka Trump going to be Oprah's running mate?
Has that been discussed now? Gosh. The president has, he was asked about Oprah running in 2020. We have a little audio of the president responding to that. Cut 13.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be Oprah would be a lot of fun. I know her very well. You know, I did one of her last shows. She had Donald Trump, this is before politics, her last week. And she had Donald Trump, and my family was very nice. No, I like Oprah. I don't think she's going to run. I don't think she's going to run. I know her very well.
All right, so he doesn't think she's going to run. I don't think she's going to run either. That's my guess. My guess is she's probably not going to run. But man, today, the buzz, and last night on the media, too, they had just this nonstop gushing over Oprah. Nonstop gushing. It was like if George Washington were running for president.
CBS Evening News led with it.
They led with it yesterday.
Yeah, we have a little bit of that. I don't know if you want to
hear it. Yeah, sure, let's play it.
Good evening. We welcome the challenge, whether it's Oprah Winfrey or anybody else. That was the reaction from the White House today after a widely discussed speech at the Golden Globes last night. Winfrey did nothing to dissuade presidential
this
talk.
This is news. This is
in
the
fact,
lead
her longtime
story.
Partner seemed to encourage it.
Wow.
With more on this potential matchup in 2020, we begin tonight with
this?
Nancy Cordes.
To the casual observer, the speech was vintage Winfrey, an emotional commentary on sexual harassment.
For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men
who work in
Hollywood. Up.
The ones who work in Hollywood.
But fans thought they heard something more, the crescendo of a campaign address.
So I want all the girls watching here and now to know that a new day is on the horizon.
The internet lit up, and her longtime partner, Stedman Graham, added fuel to the fire, telling the LA Times that Winfrey would absolutely run for president if the people want her to. A notable shift from last fall.
No, I'll tell you what. That is the lead story. On it. Apparently, there was nothing else going on in the world yesterday, in the entire planet, on Earth.
I think they all think, you know, Oprah always got great ratings. Let's put Oprah on. Maybe our ratings will, you know, spike.
Is that the strategy, you think?
Because why? Of all the news, like you said, there's so much going on. I just think they thought, oh, people love Oprah. Oprah equals ratings. Put her on first.
There's nothing going on Earth. So let's do the Oprah story.
Yeah.
I sent you guys a montage. I heard this on Mark Levin's show last night. He played a montage where she got off of Newsbusters, which I guess came out after our show ended. But I have to play it because it features unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. And I honestly thought when Stephanopoulos was talking about Oprah, he was going to fly away. Like... like Peter Pan, like so excited that he was going to take flight. Oprah, and just be gone. Like, wait, where's he going? Hey, George, come back. We need your unbiased political analysis here. Come back.
Oh, my God.
The gushing. And, all right, so when we come back, I'll play Gayle King for you because you got to hear her gushing. You know, she's Oprah's best friend.
Yeah.
I didn't know Stedman had a last name. Stedman what now? What's his last name? Stedman Graham. Johnson?
Graham.
Graham. Stedman Graham.
I forget.
Truth be told, though, and this is an important point, Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, is a Republican. He's a Bergen County, New Jersey Republican. I knew him from a campaign I worked on years ago. He flirted with running for Congress. So I don't know if Dr. Oz will be the Surgeon General of the United States under Oprah. I'm not sure about that.
What a world.
What a world we live in. It's very, very strange what we live in.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.